Good evening, Moira Veraboisai. Good evening, everybody. Tonight's program, we're going to be going over the 2 points we discussed yesterday again. We're going to see the Mishnah Berurah inside. We're going to go over all the details of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. There's quite a lot to be discussed on that. And we're going to then, I also want to go over the two opinions on Ben Hashemoshes again, Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nechov Gimel. Hopefully we'll be able to move on to Siv Gimel and Siv Dalet as well, which gives us more details on this on these topics. Right, okay, we discussed yesterday, there's a mitzvah to serve a Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah is going to address the point, how do you actually do this mitzvah? What do you need to do to fulfill the mitzvah to serve a Shabbos? What do you need to do to fulfill the mitzvah to serve a Shabbos? What do you need to do? Pardon? You need to what? Declaration. Do you need to make a declaration? Pardon? Yes? What else? Stop melacha. So it's a passive thing of not doing melacha. That's all you need to do. You're saying if you refrain from doing melacha, you're fulfilling mitzvah tesef Shabbos. Yeah, there's definitely opinions all that way. But the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nechov Aleph. That's what we're going to be starting tonight. Bottom line of page Lamed Gimel. Rotzo la'asoy soy, the Mishnah Berurah says. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu alidei dibur. You need to speak. You've got to speak if you want something. Hainu alidei dibur, you need to speak, you need to say. Shehu mekablo yolov l'sheim tosef es Shabbos. You need to say, I am hereby accepting tosef es Shabbos, fulfill the mitzvah of tosef es Shabbos, proclamation, announcement, yom mekabel Shabbos. Hoy alidei amires bochu, or alternatively, if you're saying bochu, that's fine as well. Keter kamon siv dalet. Ve'im mehani leze kabola b'leiv. Now, if accepting in the heart is sufficient, hain lekabol tzim entof reish ches, pagov mishnah berurah sham, there's discussion as to whether kabola b'leiv, if you're accepting in your heart, you're just saying, okay, I'm a kabbal shabbos, now you're not actually announcing it, you're not singing it, you're not verbalizing it, but you're just saying in your heart, okay, it should be time to, it's not a few minutes till Shabbos, I'm accepting Shabbos now. So that's a discussion elsewhere, if that's good enough, without actually speaking it out, just accepting in your heart. Lamaisa, he's mitzayin to elsewhere. It sounds like, from where the Mishnah Berurah is, mitzayin, do you think it would be good enough or not? The Gabbai Tainus. The Gabbai what?
The Gabbai saying in your mind that you're doing something now, the Shabbos are involved.
Ah, yeah. There's more to Mechalek, but yeah, I hear. It's a nice Zustal, very nice Zustal. Mishnah Berurah brings us to Siman Tov Reish Ches, which is about Tainus. And there it sounds like it doesn't work. I'm kidding, to be Kabbal Shabbos by Kabbalah Belay without actually verbalizing it. Mishnah Berurah seems to be holding that it's not good enough. So let's think this through. But let's just finish Mishnah Berurah and then let's think it through. Eine kann man sehen, reicht am Gimmel sie führt bei gute Männer gehen no. How many gets is a matlek is negos the Shabbos yom kabel the Shabbos bet lokazu if woman light Shabbos candles that's certainly considered lokas neis. What's meduik from this Mishnah Berurah? That it's only a woman. If a man lights Shabbos candles, that might not be considered a Kabbalah Shabbos. It might not. He needs to have positive attention for that. Now, okay, Reb Gideon says that, what's going on here? How does it work? So, I want to say that half the year is not a problem. You're fine in terms of Mitzvah Kabbalah Shabbos. The whole summer month, the Baruch Hu is long before Shkia, in the summer months, long before. And then we just said, Mishnah Berurah said that Baruch Hu is called Kabbalah Mishnah. That's what Mishnah Berurah said over here in Sifkot Nechov Aleph. That means Baruch Hu. So that's solved. Now, with regards to the winter, Rabbi said, what do you taina? Good Shabbos. Rabbi Kveger says that to say Good Shabbos might be Kabbalah. Yeah. Yeah, the problem is that there is such an opinion that holds that to say Good Shabbos is a Kabbalah Shabbos. There is such an opinion. Many disagree. Rabbi Kiveg holds that way. The problem is that if you're all day, that pardon? Yeah, that's all the Bikivay again. Therefore, you'd be Makabal, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. The problem with that is that that's what, if you hold like that, you probably have to be Machmir, not to say good Shabbos before you go to Shul on. You have to say good Erev Shabbos, you have to be Machmir, say good Erev Shabbos, yeah. Because otherwise, by, on your way to Shul, you say good Shabbos, and if you're Makabal Shabbos, you won't be able to have Mincha, according to many opinions. You won't be able to drive anymore. But we'll speak about that, but the shaila is that if you, nowadays, I'm saying if you're going without opinion to say good Shabbos and a couple of Shabbos, so you've got a problem to have mincha afterwards. Absolutely, definitely. So you're not a couple of Shabbos. So we go back to square one, really. How are we fulfilling mitzvahs Kabbalah Shabbos? How are you fulfilling mitzvahs Tosefes Shabbos? Do you have to check what time are we davening? What time are shuls davening? What by the time we get to Bochu or Mizmo Yashir, is it past the Shkia? It is. It is. We daven how long before the Shkia? We daven about a quarter of an hour before the Shkia. How long does it take? Mincha itself takes a quarter of an hour. So by the time we start Lechu. No, it's about then. And then it's not Kabbalah Shabbos yet. So by the time we hit Mizmor Shir, it's long past Shkia. How do we make mitzvahs to Sefer Shabbos? It's a problem. It is a problem. I don't have a proper answer. Some people will be makbid to do Kabbalah. The woman's hadlaka. No, the man is not nigger. Is not nigrar after hadlaka Se'isha. It must be, because otherwise you can't have mincha anymore. If it's truly a Kabbalah Shabbos, if your Rebbetzin's Hadlokas Neir is a Kabbalah Shabbos, you can't have Mincha anymore. Because you can't have Mincha on Shabbos. You can't have Mincha weekday on Shabbos. Oh, very interesting. So you go with Shulchan Aruch Rav. Yeah, there is such an opinion. There is Mechalek, there's two types of Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah, there is such an opinion. I hear. Yeah, there's definitely such an opinion that if you refrain from doing melachos and mekayim mitzvot to Sefer Shabbos, Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with that though. But yes, there's gedolei achronim will go that. Because Mishnah Berurah doesn't, would have to spell such a thing out. That is too dinim of Kabbalah Shabbos. It does. It really does. That's Shulchan Aruch Rav's opinion. Maybe. Yeah, but Mishnah Berurah doesn't speak about that anyway. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like that. Yeah, okay. Now, Rabbi Say, that's so. Al Kapori, Rabbi Say, if you want to be Yoitzel Kol Hadeis, I think that if you want to be Mekayim Mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos according to Mishnah Berurah, in the most lechatchilatik way, I don't have it black and white. I don't have it black and white, but I have it nearly black and white. What you have to do according to Mishnah Berurah in the winter months Al Kaponim, what you've got to do is after you daven Mincha, and it's just a few minutes before Shkia, you have to be Mekabel Shabbos. Is it good enough to do it in your mind? in the mind is not good enough. You have to, as Mishnah Berurah said, now you have to actually spell it out. You have to say it to yourself, whatever. You have to say, I'm a Kabbalah Shabbos now. Now, with regards to the Chananah, it's not generally accepted as a Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah, Kabbalah Shabbos. It's part of the Tfilis Kabbalah Shabbos, but it's not effectively a Kabbalah Shabbos. A person who wants to have to switch off the light, he can do so. It's not considered a Kabbalah Shabbos. Mizmor Shir is Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah, okay. So that's in terms of how to mekabel Shabbos. Correct. There is a minority opinion who holds, that you can still daven mincha after mekabel Shabbos. There is such an opinion. I remember there's a Chassam Sofer like that, I think there might be a Ramosha like that, that you can't daven mincha a week after Kabbalah Shabbos. If that's the case, then what would you do? Then you could maybe go according to your wife, as long as you don't drive to shul, or you could be mekabel Shabbos physically beforehand. Could be. So, but how do you feel about davening a weekday mincha after in Tosefes Shabbos? Tosefes Shabbos of mincha weekday. In a very posh way, it sounds like a very contradicting. It sounds like a stira. Tosefes Shabbos and you're davening mincha. Oh, a weekday. Sounds like a contradiction. Yeah, refraining from malachas. Yeah. Of the Sefer Shabbos, besides Ketusa Shabbos. This Ketusa is Issa Malacha and Ketusa Shabbos. Ketusa Shabbos. So you're saying that. Yeah. No, so according to that, you could still daven, if you're refraining from doing malachas, you could still daven in Chol Weekday. Yeah. So what do you say? I don't have. That is a malachas. And then you could still have a weekday mincha. Yeah, potentially. You said that Mishnah could hold that. Is that what you're saying? It's not a Shabbos mincha. It's not a Shabbos mincha. So you wouldn't do malachas anymore. You wouldn't do malachas anymore. So if the air conditioning is on and off or something, you wouldn't do it because you have been mekabel Shabbos to serve a Shabbos, but you're davening weekday mincha. Yeah. I mean, because Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to hold like that, because Mishnah Berurah holds you can't have mincha after into serve a Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah might hold, like a merchant of Achronim, that 2 minutes to Sefer Shabbos is sufficient. You don't have to finish. You could do after Ketusha. As far as you're concerned, as an individual, you can do after Ketusha. So ask somebody else to be the chazan. Yeah. I think the pashto is not like that. I think that it's not the Mishnah Berurah won't go without opinion. Have I got a proof for that? Okay, I have to look into the opinion of the Mishnah, but it's Muchach like that. Okay. Rabbi Sai, Sifkot and Chof Gimel. Mishnah was Sifkot and Chof Gimel. Sifkot and Chof Beis. Chof Beis first. Hey, man, how much to serve a Shabbos is sufficient? Lois Sagi by yourself a culture. To serve a Shabbos, you don't have to have a minute amount. Eloshtach Ktasios, you need to be a little bit more than minute. A little bit more than nothing. Shia to serve a Sibbe Rashmash Piachat, Oily Kimat Chatzisho. So together with, so it sounds like it needs to be a good few minutes. So together with Ben Hashmoshes, which we said is about a quarter of an hour, 13 and a half minutes, you should ideally have 15 minutes to Sefer Shabbos. That's what we do. And that's what our wives do. Our wives, they light there's a shkia and there's a quarter of an hour before the shkia. So approximately that, yeah. So, but really, you could light a few. A few minutes later, really, because the Sefer Shabbos is only a few minutes. But ideally, should for the Zman. Okay, Shlosh Reviyim Mil. So the Mishnah Berurah here tells us the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam Shulchan Aruch for the Reva Shah via Shulchan Aruch his Kibbutzim. That is Rabbeinu Tam. Now, today's Mishnah Berurah is recapping the two opinions we spoke about last year. Hashulchan Aruch is Kibbutzim. That is Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch goes to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which is as follows. The Bein Hashmoshes Maschil Techev Achatchilas Hashkia. Bein Hashmoshes starts immediately after the Shkia. Hainu, Ayi, Mishosh Hachamon is Chasem Meineinu. When the sun is getting a bit disappears from our eyes. Fenim Shachzmano Kedei Shloish Revi Emil, and it's there for 3/4 of a meal for 13 and a half minutes. Ve'achkach Besomuch. That's Bein Hashmoshes. Ve'achkach and after that Loitzi B'Shloish Kichov Meineinu, and that's when the three stars come out. Ve'ulayla Min Atayre Lechol Davar. 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia is called Nacht. How do you think about that? Would you do Malacha 30 minutes after Shkia? You wouldn't dare, right? Yeah, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that Din Torah, you've got the Shkia is the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, which afterwards, 13 and a half minutes after that, is Nacht. Yeah.
What's the maximum time?
Maximum for the Sefer Shabbos? Any time from Plagim and Chon. Yeah. And according to that, yesh leizor ma'oik, you have to be very careful, shel las melacha, har shechamon ischasem einenu. You need to be very careful not to melachas. After the shkia. Because after it's been Hashmoshes. Don't wait until the last minute. Refrain from doing melachas before the shkia. Who is stringent on himself, for poirish, and he takes himself away, pulls himself away, mamalocha, chatzi shor, al kuponim shlisho, 30 or 20 minutes before shkia, asheloi, he's praiseworthy, to yoitze bozel, the shit's called a rishonim, he's fulfilling all the opinions of the rishonim, like that. Ve'ini motze Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah with regards to motze Shabbos, the kudam asher shloisher ve'emil mishtan lifnei zman, ve'amokim, depends on the place. He said, you should not do melachas until quite a while after shkia. You need to wait for 3 stars until the Motzei Shabbos. Interesting of note is the Mishnah Berurah that seems to be holding that lechatchila, you need to wait for Rabbeinu Tam. Bialocha also points out, Sofek deraisa, lechumre. And therefore, when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, you should wait for Rabbeinu Tam. Sounds. Do you wait for Rabbeinu Tam? We don't. We don't really, but we do really. You wait for Rabbeinu Tam? You think you don't, but really you do. Well, yeah, why do you? Because by the time you've daven Ma'ariv, and you're home, so if davening Ma'ariv is not a sofik deraisa, because it's not the raisa matter. So by the time you do melachas, by the time you do melachas, it's already probably Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, often. Not always, but you're right. Yeah, not always, but yeah, it's not very far. You're right, not always. You have to keep an eye on it, yeah. But Mishnah Berurah says, ideally you should try to keep Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Frankel, in Shtibel, they do Rabbeinu Tam Nacht? They do Rabbeinu Tam for what Shabbos? For Ma'ariv as well?
Not for Ma'ariv.
Not for Ma'ariv. So by the time you finish Ma'ariv, it's Beitin Lechon. Yeah, so by the time you finish, it's Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Right. Okay. Rabbi Yisai, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch now is going to tell us there's ways of finding out when Shkia is happening. Natural ways. Imagine you don't have a watch. And imagine you don't have a luach. And imagine you're just out in the woods and you just want to know what time is Shkia. How would you work it out? Naturally. How nature attached are we nowadays? How much do we know about our surrounding? What would you look at? What would you look out for?
Sky.
Sky is getting what? Dark. It's too late if it's dark, my friend. It's too late. If it's dark, it's too late. Sun is still there, but hasn't come below the horizon. Very good. Very good. How else would you look out for Shkia? What happens if you are somewhere where there? What happens if it's a cloudy day? Let's say it's London in the winter, in the summer for that matter as well. If it's cloudy,
clouds change color.
Is that so? Oh yeah, they do. Yeah. So Shulchan Aruch gives us ways of finding out what is shkia. Says Shulchan Aruch in Tziv Gimel, Misha Einu Baki B'Shir Zeh. If you're not quite sure when is shkia, Yadlik Poish Hashemesh Peroish Elonos. You should light whilst the sun is still, is on top of the trees. When the sun is on top of the trees, Mishnah Berurah says also, or Berosha Agogos Agvoyim on top of the high buildings, that's when it's before the Shkia. Ve'imum yomim unan, if it's cloudy day, yad late you should light, Chatanegoilim yoishvin ala koirim ibodyoim. Look at the chickens at the, what's the male chickens? Roosters. Look at the roosters. Yoishvin ala koira mi boidyoim. They're settling down. They're sitting down on the koira. They're sitting down instead of running around. If they settle down, that means that ishki is about to happen. Ve'imu besalde, if you're in the field, she'em shantai de goinim. Instead of chickens around, no roosters. Yadlik sha'ovim yoishvin boidyoim. Look at the ravens. Birds. If they're going and they're sitting down, instead of flying around, that shows the shkia is happening. Ever notice that? that birds settle down when it gets dark, before it gets dark. Chaim, you should have noticed it. The Shulchan Aruch tells us. No, it makes sense though, no? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mechavav, Berurah Shel Onos, Berurah Shel Agogos HaGvoyim, Sifkot Mechav Zayin, Yom HaMu'un, V'Adin K'sheyesh L'Moir Rishois. It's just nearly as good as having a watch, Mishnah Berurah. You can either look at the ravens, you can look at the chickens, or second bet, you can also, alternatively, you can look at the Moir Rishois, you can look at the watch as well. If you want to know the time, you can look at the ravens, you can look at the chickens, but if you want, you can also look at the watch. If it's working well, if it's in a reliable watch, you know what time is shkia. Mishnah Berurah says you may also rely on your watch. You may rely on your watch if necessary. If you can rely on the, if it's a reliable watch, Mishnah Berurah, you can rely on the watch. Is that okay? You can rely on the watch as well. So look out for the chickens, look out for the ravens, and if you can use the watch. So that's in terms of finding out what time is shkia. I just want to point out the early Mishnah Berurah. I forgot to mention something in Sifkot Mechavei. Ramah says, when can you start Kabbalah Shabbos? In the summer. What's the earliest time you can do Kabbalah Shabbos? We just said? Plaga Mincha. So, Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mechavei says, Rosh Chodesh B'Yadah, you can do Kabbalah Shabbos from Plag onwards. V'nes HaBesiyas Melocha will be Issa Melocha. So that is, Nes HaBesiyas Melocha, Issa Melocha, but if you accept Shabbos before Klag HaMincha, it's nothing. It doesn't count. Kabbalah Shabbos before Klag HaMincha is worthless. Klag HaMincha is defined by Nikro Shor Revi'a Kodim HaErev, is 1 1/4 hour before Nacht, and that's how you define Klag HaMincha. Good, okay. Now, the Seif Dalet, finally, just to complete, Hachani as Baruch Hu, when after Baruch Hu, Afal Pi Shadayin Yoyim, although it's still day, Hein Ma'arvin, if you answered Baruch Hu, if the minion was an early minion, and you said in the answer Baruch Hu, Afal Pi Shadayin Yoyim, although it's still day, but the Kabbalah Shabbos is really early, Hein Ma'arvin, you can't do an Eruv, Hein Toimlin, you can't do Atmona, Meshum de Kabbalah, the Mishum do Kibble, the Shabbos Aleihu, Mekabel Shabbos already. Nobody forced you to Mekabel Shabbos, but if by doing Baruch Hu, you have accepted on yourself Baruch Hu. You could have waited, I mean the minion could have waited, but you were in the minion, so you accepted Baruch Hu, you accepted Shabbos. For the dawn of a Mizmah Yisheliyah Mashabbos, according to us, even before the Baruch Hu, by saying Mizmah Yisheliyah Mashabbos, you have equally accepted Shabbos, can yes Baruch Hu, let you do, is considered as answering Shabbos. So we're learning that since you are Mekabel Shabbos by saying Baruch Hu, that's your Mekayim to Sefer Shabbos, that's a real Kabbalah Shabbos. Sefer Gon Chofres, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in his Baruch Hu, Mishum Du Yitzcholes, Tfilas Arves Shel Shabbos, that's the beginning of the Tfilas Arves, you have a couple of Shabbos, and it's Shabbos now. Lekach, therefore, akol pershin as a melacha, but he distances from melacha, kel kamantzim reish samach gimel, to ikmi shekibd alav shkedusha Shabbos, ufeirish, as if somebody has accepted the kedusha of Shabbos on himself, ve'osu oz, b'chol asiyogim, v'akderim, shekot ha-chazal al-Shabbos, and becomes full-fledged Shabbos. Kiyon lichnas le-mechat, says yeh be'alna, any melacha, the Rabbanon also, who would be prohibited from that stage, because he said Baruch Hu. By saying Baruch Hu, you've accepted Shabbos. The kolchkin berechitz vechamen ki chayagavn b'chol hashvus, in all the isurei de rabbonons are relevant at that point because you've accepted Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah also says that if you are from the minority, you're going to be pulled into the majority. If the whole town, the whole shtot davens at that time, you will be nigger afterwards. A mute imshochin achen ba'al kolchon. Right, okay, this is for it, for tonight. So just to recap, we went over the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. We learned that you are mekabel Shabbos not just in thought, we need to verbalize it. And we learned that Tosefes Shabbos is even a little bit of time, but not minute, but it seems to be a few minutes at least, maybe a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes is Kabbalah Shabbos. We then went back over the two opinions. One is Ben Hashmoshes. One opinion of the Gaonim is Kabbalah that Ben Hashmoshes starts at the first shkia and goes for Ben Hashmosh 13 and a half minutes, and that's when he's nacht. Then there's the other opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and Shulchan Aruch, that the starting point is 72 minutes and you go back. But for Ben Hashmosh is 13 and a half minutes before that. And until 58 minutes after shkia, it's not even shkia yet, it's not Ben Hashmosh, it's fully fetched day. After 58 minutes, the second shkia, which is the real shkia according to Rabbeinu Tam, settles in, and that's when it's Issa Melocha, and that's when when Shabbos really starts. Tosefes Shabbos has to be before the shkia. Goinim shkia. Tosefes Shabbos, according to Goinim, has to be before the first shkia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, has to be before his shkia. And we learned also that if you don't have a watch, you could rely on the sight of the sun starting to go down. It's on top of the trees, and if it's a cloudy day, you could rely on the roof, on the chickens and on the ravens. And we also learned that Bochu and Miz Mashiach is considered a full-fledged Kabbalah Shabbos. Could Shabbos Abayisai?